Everybody, happy Wednesday. Hey, today is June 28th, 2017. And we'll clear this date for you, taking the energy off of you from either today or from previous years of your life on this same particular date. They copy and paste holograms of the same date onto you. So if you do have a situation happening, it could go back, from birth on, recycling. So you may want to look at past years and just see what happened to you in your life if something did happen. A lot of people have, anniversary dates, every 10 years with an accident or something. And also, you can have it, every year or so, maybe for a couple of 3 years after a particular situation, and then it kind of fades away, and then 10 years hits, and lo and behold, you're kind of dreaming about that accident or thinking about it, or if you want, almost happens to you over again. Anyway, let's clear the energy so you can have a little more peace. So here we go, taking away the energy that's, we'll say, copy and pasted on you from your past. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen or screens, or maybe you have a smartphone with the light beam on it. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We'll bring in some male energies here. So it'll be a little stronger here. So here comes more males. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Great. And if you're dealing with a particular situation today that happened to you, so let's release that energy. So here we go. I'm going to do a little different here. I'm going to work with energies, we'll say, from your shoulders, neck and head face areas. So if something's going on with you, I'll clear away the energies for you right now. This will work three times on the archives. So here we go. Energies with that part of your body, releasing, could be painful or could be something that happened, a scratch or something. Maybe a bee sting, hopefully not, a mosquito. Here we go, releasing it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now I'll go from the shoulders, we'll say, on down. I guess everything, not including your legs, okay? Well, arms and torso, et cetera. So here we go. If anything happened there to you, of that part of your body, we'll release the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the legs, ankles, feet, toes. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And that needs some more. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the whole body over. So use the word stronger to release what you're dealing with, if we can touch it here. So here we go. So stronger, and typically be probably, pain related. Stronger, and stronger. Okay. If our co-host is ready. So Michelle, are you all set to go? So come on.
Yep, I'm all set. Thank you so much. That was a very great opening. Thank you, Ron. Very nice. You've been on a roll lately. We've had a lot of really great clearings. We had a Saturday call. We had a Sunday call. A lot of great things happened. And a couple people actually wrote in with some testimonies. So I'd like to read those if I could.
Sure.
Okay. So this one says, this is about the organ restoration call and also a little bit about the Sunday call. It says, Ron, on the Saturday organ restoration, you did a clearing for someone you recognized as having acid reflux and stomach problems. I did not realize until being on the Sunday intensive call that that person was me. I thought I had a different problem, but the symptoms for this fit me. I experienced the healing you did for this through Monday morning and the entire week. I now have a flat stomach, and all the other symptoms affecting my throat are gone. I feel this has to be an above-board healing for you to do, but nothing short of a miracle for me. And I want to thank you for this generous healing. Also, you removed pins from us on Sunday. That was heavy at times for me, so I don't think anyone can possibly conceive that you go through or what you go through doing the pin removal for everyone on the call. So thank you, and well, thank you again for all your healing work. It is very appreciated every day.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, that's great. Is it difficult? Do you feel the pins, or do you just see them and just deal with it?
Well, there's a lot happening. Working out of time with people, it's hard to describe the different processes. If we were in linear time, you know, but I would say it would probably be linear time working with the whole group, like on a Sunday call, would probably be, I'd say was here more like 500 to 1,000 hours of work, okay? And having to work with each person with their own individual situations going on is, it happens that way. I can't say that what I do is easy. It may look easy to some people because it happens so quickly. Like when I go to the expo and I snap my finger and it helps happen instantly. But a lot going on that's out of time. Since you're in time, it looks like it happens quickly. Anyway, as far as how I perceive things or see things, I'm on all different levels looking, so it's kind of hard to say. Sometimes I'll just get a flash like the person that just did that testimonial. And I saw that, and, you know, so that's what I started to work with. I really am not looking for, like, doing what I call psychic readings on everybody on the call, because I'm working with them anyway. So it's just a little hard to describe how things work. I guess back to you.
Okay. All right, well, I have another one, actually. So it's about the body rejuvenation call, and it says, I did the Saturday call. Thank you for the extra hour. I was very relaxed, the most relaxed for any call or clearing so far. It was a little deeper than being relaxed, but that is the best adjective I can give it. I am not a feeling person, so as far as wellness benefits, mine are happening, but over time. I actually don't typically feel things the day or even the day after. Overall, I am working on taking my attention off the things that are medical concern and doing as many free clearings, conference calls, and purchased clearings as I am able. I do notice improvements on my most pressing medical concerns. I started in March, and quite frankly, it's amazing. Like Ron said in Monday's call, you have to take action to manifest. So I am doing Love It Away exercise for my eating habits and working on improving myself in other ways as well, exercise, clearing, no judgment, and being in the moment. It's an unbelievable ride, and my horses are on it too. Signing off, ground control for horses to Major Ron.
That's sweet, yeah. Okay, thank you, yeah. That's great. And sometimes people who, you know, are on the call, they don't really feel too much or they don't feel anything, but yet and they don't really maybe understand that something happened to them. That this is kind of what I hear off and on from people. And they, well, yeah, Ron, I'm not a feeler, but I get on the calls, and the energies that I was dealing with, as I look back, I don't really see them because I know I had problems, but not knowing exactly what it was, because once the energy is taken away from you, you don't have any real memory of the past. So they say, I know how the calls are working because my friends around me are telling me that I've changed a lot, or I'm not limping or something else. For me, you know, it would seem to be normal. I'm not limping. So that's kind of what happens. Everything works so quick in source energy, and you're not supposed to remember your past. That's why I tell people, when you have a clearing, don't look back on it, because you don't want to regurgitate something that's in your past, bring some new issue up, just know that, you know, what you had is gone. Don't look at it too closely or try to find it. That's the worst thing that you could ever do, is try to find something or to talk about the past over and over and over again. Well, this happened to me or that happened to me, because now you're bringing those timelines in, and you know that you don't ever want to do that. Then you get stuck in the past again. You want to move forward to be in the present moment. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I totally agree. I've seen it, actually. I didn't really notice it until you said that several times, and then I started to notice it. I used to know someone who just had this story, and they talked about the story over and over again until it got to the point where I was like, I can't understand your story anymore. I'm not even sure, like, what happened, or that I can't do anything about it. I can't help you. And but they just continued wanting to find anybody that would listen to them, but they are unable to get out of that story. They continually live it in various ways. And I've seen it illustrated where I'm like, you know what, don't remember it. Just know it's been done and leave it at that. And I have had my own personal miraculous things happen that, wow, if I had a doctor look at it and you know, track it or whatever, it would be a miracle. But I just kind of forget about it and go, well, I'm just good now, and that's all I know.
That's where you want to be, you know. Don't look back, and whatever it is, you don't want to bring your whole storyline into this reality that you're living in. It's like you know, digging out the food out of the trash can or something. You don't want to go back. Something that's rotten, you know, cause you harm, just let it go, you know. Because that's what all the columns are anyway. So the column that people have here is memories of their past. So when you start bringing back those memories, and, you know, you probably have some good memories, but there are ones that are awful. And so you start looking at them, and dark side wants to show you all the negative things, bad things from your past, which will, you know, make it manifest over again in your life. Or if it doesn't manifest, then you're going to be mind looping all this stuff and driving yourself nuts, you know. So just walk away, Renee, and start living in the present moment. There is no past.
So let's say you've let some stuff go and you're pretty much at peace on a general basis, but you get triggered and you're like, oh my gosh, I have this memory. Do you go immediately to the emotional clearing to get rid of the emotion about it?
Now, what I would do first is the emotions on it. So you know, that's why you get the unlimited emotional one after you do your whole life. If I go to that, then you can go to maybe, I think we have a cellular mental clearing, I believe. That could help take it out of your cells if it starts to resurface. Normally, people will trigger something from your past, and it will come up. And you might say, yeah, I thought I got rid of that, but it's just a different variation of it. They don't trigger it. And remember, everybody around you is going to kind of like be that, like an agent of the dark to find something wrong with you to trigger you, and then when that happens, all of a sudden you're on the roller coaster ride. Yep. But the one that got fixed and eliminated that timeline is gone, but there could be other ones too. So if you like if you had pain in your body, well, maybe you went through and you did the pain clearing because your shoulder hurt, so that was fixed. So, well, I got rid of the pain. and then somebody looks at you and goes, oh, yeah, remember when this happened to you, you know, when you stubbed your toe. And now you just activated the timeline, and you go back to when you stubbed your toe when you were five, and you go, oh, man. And all of a sudden, the energy starts building on you subconsciously, and then somebody does something to your toe. You don't have to have it stubbed, but somebody could drop something on it by accident. Yeah, I'm sorry, I broke your toe, you know, it's one of those things, you know. And now you're dealing with it because there's some attention there, so you want to instantly get rid of that stuff. Well, you could get a different variation of pain, even though, you know, you were pain-free after doing that clearing. To just know that other people will come in and activate it. They're reading that energy in your body. And maybe that's on your psychic billboard. Or maybe you didn't do enough pain clearing. You know, it's hard to say. Once you clear out a timeline of your incident, and it may take more than one time, but typically we'll just say it takes one. So it might take you 10 times, you know. Then you may want to do a lot of timeline crashes on it. But once it's gone, it's gone. Just like when you do a whole lifetime emotional clearing. But one time takes, you know, typically 20 minutes or so to do. Your whole life, you clear that energetic body, and, you know, if you don't see anybody, talk to any person, or get triggered by TV or radio or whatever, then you will never probably have a problem in your life because everything is below the surface. Your friends and family and people close to you typically are the ones that are going to trigger you. They know your history or her story, and once they trigger that energy in you, then now, you know, it may not be a major issue, but it might crop up, might take 10 years to manifest. All of a sudden, they just, you know, water that seed, and now it's kind of growing, and then you may see glimpses of it outside of yourself. So I'll just talk about that. Nothing happens to you typically out of the blue instantly, cause you harm. Normally have something that happens that you've seen other people or incidents of other people happening around you. And so, let's see. Well, like an example, be like the stubbed toe. So your toes are fine, no problem. You got good shoes. You don't wear sandals, you know, to have something harm your feet, we'll say. All of a sudden you see somebody having a toe problem. You know, and they're saying, oh, yeah, I stubbed my toe. And right away you should know, uh-oh, that activated in me now because they have problems and they're talking about all the pain. That goes away, that person, you know, the person leaves you. They kind of like gave you push part of that button that's below the surface. Somehow, you know, they caught it. And 2 weeks later, someone else that you know or that you just see, maybe on TV or watching a program, and the toe problem, you go, uh-oh, it's number two times, okay? And then, you know, you may get something else happening, and they'll start coming. You might get 50 of these little scenes happening, and just know that each one is kind of like building the energy in you, and it's getting printed on your psychic billboard more and more and more to have that accident happen to you. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, you have, and you go, man, I should have caught the clues. I had 50 clues, I didn't clear that energy out of my body. I didn't do a clearing. I didn't get rid of it. It was slow. That little seed was growing, you know, and now it's sprouting and, you know, they're going to be causing problems in the future. You want to pull that weed out, you know? So basically, that's what happens. If that happens to you and all of a sudden you see three things in one day or within a day or two, man, it's going to happen for you. Just know. Three things that happened, you know, within maybe, you know, a week or less that you see, and you better, like, stop, you know, sit down, figure out what you can clear to get this stuff away from you because it is on your doorstep. So that's what you want to do. People out there will kind of relate to it if they had something happening. Maybe you see happening maybe three times in a day or two or the same day, or within a week, know that it's on your doorstep, and you need to find out how you can clear the energy out of you. Maybe your psychic billboard is blinking this. You know, I want to have my big toe broken. Please break my big toe. You know, I'm having it happen now. And you go, wow, I got to do that psychic billboard. Got to find out why my toe was having problems. Maybe you're watching a movie, and, you know, it happens to somebody in the movie, and that scene is kind of similar to what you're living now. Well, you know, you're gonna see all these things happening, and they will be sequential. And once you catch on to that, then just stop. You need to sit down and stop. Take a time out in life, in a sense, and see how you can sort of the energy that's going to, you know, cause you a problem. I know watching movies and hearing stories in the war zones, you know, watch a movie, sometimes the person will say, yeah, oh, I feel like I'm going to be killed today, okay, as they go off into battle. Well, that's what they talked about maybe 2 hours before that happened. And they start writing letters and stuff, and they know that that's not their doorstep. So, you know, I can't tell you what to do in that situation. They already know that their time is up. Well, they got to change that if they want to live. So, you know, you got a clue, and that's also, you know, probably the death barcode fitting. Anyway, just turn it back over to you, Michelle. Hopefully gave an understanding of what happens and why you want to clear these energies out of you. Lots of energy, and it can kill you. Back to you.
Okay, well, it's interesting. It all goes together. Like when people, let's say they're all in your soul family and you're talking to them and somebody says, this has been happening, and another person says, oh, that just happened to me. So that would be something you want to clear. And maybe you all have some kind of thing going on where you have this emotion together, or maybe it's a shared entity, or, you know, I suppose it could be many aspects. But, yeah, I have cleared things that I've seen, like, several times, and I've gone, oh, well, you know, Ron says I might be on a timeline, so I've gone home and done that as a clearing, as a timeline. And then it doesn't happen, which is, you know, really good. And, I guess that's what a psychic is seeing, too, isn't it? They're like, well, you're on this path, and this is where this path is leading.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, that they're reading the energy on it, whatever that would be. Or they're reading the entity that's in you, going to cause that problem. It doesn't matter. You know, you're the vehicle, and you're the host for these things. So it doesn't matter what's happening or who does it or what does it. You know, you want to get off that scenario. And the best thing, you know, before it happens is, you know, find out what type of energy it is. You know, does it relate to fear? Does it relate to pain? You know, we have the whole lifetime clearing, so hopefully you've already had those. If you haven't, and it's a big fear issue for you, then do the whole lifetime fear clearing, because that'll probably erase the slate of all of your past fears. And now, you know, you're up walking the plank, you know. And, you know, your all the fears now have come to a head. This is your big day, you know, to walk the plank and jump into the water, you know. And you don't want to do that, maybe. So you got to figure out what you can do to help yourself. After the fact, you know, the timeline crashes can get you off of it. But you may want to even do timeline crashes on a prior and then do the upside-down timeline crash, write that in so that you're able to clear the program for that timeline. Once you get the program off that timeline, maybe you have to do 500 timeline crashes. Once the program is gone, then it can't happen because there's no more program, and you're off the timeline. So, anyway, I guess back to you, Michelle. That's the whole thing, is know where you are. Not in the present moment. You got all these problems happening. In the present moment, none of these should really occur. So if you keep having things coming to you, then maybe look at it. Just see, maybe do the self-empowerment clearing. See what's going on there. See which one of those clearings help you. And sometimes, you know, I got that clearing. I should have named it the shit happens clearing. I'm sorry, but a reoccurring event, something like that. Barcode. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that clearing, you better have a name for it, but that clearing, all these things are happening at once. Maybe you have three or four issues dealing with the situation. You want to get that clearing.
That's a good one.
a reoccurring event? Is it systematic, something? Call what it is, Michelle.
Let me take a look. I know one is a barcode and one's just a regular recurring event.
Yeah, I think that's, so, I think the you want to get the one that's the barcode, I think.
Yeah.
And then if you keep thinking of something over and over and over again and you're haunted by your thoughts, that's the mind loop one clearing. And the mind loop one, as you're continuously thinking the same thoughts, then that will put you on the timelines too.
Yeah, that one's really good also for getting rid of songs in your head. You can actually put, like, the words that you keep singing in your head, and it will go away.
Really oh, that's good. Great.
Yeah, very useful. Well, another person wrote in about the Sunday call, and they said, the session was intense and released so much in my neck and shoulders that years of chiropractic could only temporarily loosen. My low back and hips released tensions that had been there for years. Thank you, Ron and Light Doctors.
You're welcome. Yeah, the call, I kind of switched it over to pin removal. So the people that were on it had a lot of energy that way. So just wonderful. Thank you.
Good. Yeah. Well, this is an interesting question. It says, who created light beings and how many are there and how do they procreate?
That's one of those hard questions to even answer. So
okay.
I'll just kind of pass on it because I really can't give correct information on it. It's so much more than I'd even say or talk about. So back to you.
Yeah, it seems like it could actually be beyond language, beyond what language can create an understanding through. So, okay, and okay, this one might be a little simpler. It says, who decides what word is a curse in any language so I can clear? I don't know if they mean curse words or like a curse, like cursing someone.
Yeah, boy.
Maybe we just need to clear the curse words, like, in our language, because they're the only ones that have meaning for us?
Yeah, probably so, yeah. It's what you're going to relate to, but, you know, I'm sure other languages would affect you, too. It's a good question, you know. Different cultures can do these things on people also. Normally, if you have a problem, you know, let's just say that you have a back problem, you know, and, you know, that's all you really need to know is that your back hurts, so you could go into the Earth-Sexus spell clearing and clear that energy that's giving you a problem on your back. It doesn't really need to have a language to it, you know, or a mantra or whatever they're repeating over and over again to cause it. If you happen to know the person doing it, then you could do the dark side practitioner clearing. They're both very similar. And with that one, you can put the person's name in or the organization or the group that could be connected to you. And from that, you can clear that out. Normally, all you do is address the issue because you don't always know where it's coming from. On the curse of sexual spell, whatever you think is happening, then just, you know, do that. You wouldn't know what they're using or what type of energy system the person is using to connect to you. Back to you.
Okay. So just having, hopefully you know the person who did it, just having their name or the name of the group, is that enough information?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. We have somebody who is requesting a sample of the Bites and Things clearing.
I would just go on and purchase that clearing.
Okay. It might be useful.
Pain. That's what it's for, is to help to release pain from you.
Yeah, and it might be very useful throughout the summer month, more than once for you. So that's just a good one. Okay, this one says, it says name change. It says, I just finished my emotional clearing today, and I already feel different, calmer. I am doing the natal barcode next, and I have a question regarding my name. You have inspired me to change my name. I found out my family name was changed once before due to Irish persecution, and I'm sure that this happened to many different groups of people that have come here. However, they didn't realize what they were doing. It went from Muir to Moore with a double O, and that's kind of sad. We have all had our fill of poor, moody, foolish experiences. Oh, interesting. Those are all double O words. I can see it so clearly now. For a new name, I have chosen my great-grandmother. I won't mention the name on air. I feel this is a better choice. How will I know if I'm making the same mistake? I know you might not read the names on air, but I hope you do. If you're okay with it, the name is Mattis, okay? I really got whammed in this life. My name has double E's, double O's, and I was born on June 20th at the summer solstice. Oh, goodness. Okay. Wow. What do you say about that one, Ron?
Well, the first thing with the birth date, since that's a very strong day for rituals, okay? So that's the first thing. So the energy is automatically, you know, floating around. And so is the same time, you know, for the shortest day, 6 months later. But those are the 2 days that people typically, for groups, you know, do their ritual. So there's a lot of energy there. Now, if you have, like you said, two E's in your name and two O's, man, you got two vowels doubled, and they attach to the vowels. So, well, just having doubles of those would be kind of scary. I don't know what to say, but, you know, as far as how do you know, if it's, you know, if your name is good, well, I would say being just get the least amount of the same vowels in there, you know. So you're probably going to have, you know, at least one vowel in your name, which would be fine, but if you got more than one, they have a little more of a problem typically, but having doubles of letters, that's probably the worst thing you can have. They could tie that into the rituals, and you could be tied into some ritual just with those letters. So, I don't know if I'm very helpful with this or not, but yeah, just get a name that you like to do. It's interesting as when I hear a Jewish last name, okay? Somehow, I think most of the, I can't say this for sure, but somehow the pronunciation of the EI and the I, if you're Jewish or German, you know that an EI is pronounced as I, and the other one is E, in a sense, okay? So, one of the words that's out there, like, you know, Einstein, right? So Einstein, is E-I, and that's Einstein, okay? Well, then now you hear people talking about other Jewish last names, and it's the same E-I, but they don't pronounce it right. What's the guy's name that was in the pedophilic thing here? Wiener, right? Well, not Wiener, it's Weiner. I, okay.
Weiner,
so
yeah.
He's either Jewish or German, one or the other, you know. But they should know this. All the journalists should know how to pronounce last names correctly, you know. But somehow they don't want to use the EI, and they make it different as a wiener versus whiner, okay? It's really viner because, the W is pronounced as a V. So I guess it would be kind of interesting. But I would say half of the maybe German or Jewish last names are probably, pronounced incorrectly. You have that, what was it, the Hammerstein or Hammerstein. There's another word in front of that, the last name. I'm kind of going off the track here, but this is kind of similar. So maybe a person that is German or Jewish, we'll say, they don't want that I to be pronounced as strong with the EI. They don't want to, they're like taking away their culture and the way the words are pronounced. So I just don't understand it, but maybe there's a reason why a lot of people are doing that. So anyway, if you're listening and you happen to be, German or Jewish out there, and you happen to say, wow, yeah, I've been pronouncing my name wrong. I don't have any words or last names that I can think of, but the person that the wiener guy is because they use that because of the pedophilia stuff, but it's whiner, but it's really viner. Look at it the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Anyway, it's back to you, Michelle. I'm kind of rambling here, but it does deal with somehow they don't want to be associated with the maybe their culture where it would normally be, pronounced properly. Maybe they don't want to, say that they're maybe Jewish or German, so they change the way the word sounds. Back to you.
Interesting. I was thinking about this actress, and I believe her last name is Meester, and it is E-I. Could be I-E, but I think it's E-I, and I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Meester. So that must be a German name. Well, they do mention in the email that I just read two very nice names. They are not double vowels, Muir, and that's a famous woods in the San Francisco area. And the second one they named was the great-grandmothers. I think they're both, nice choices. And I always like names that start with M, so there you go. Okay. We did have a couple people write in saying, is this an archive we're listening to on Monday? Yes, that was an archive. That was the time that Ron did the organ restoration call on a Monday. So no need to panic. We did that call on Saturday. Most of you were probably on that call, and it was not repeated on Monday. That was just a show that was a repeat, actually. So, okay. Yeah, somebody was wondering. They were like, wait a minute, what's going on? I know you probably didn't hear it, Ron, but it was the time you did a organ restoration call on a Monday, and then we did that show, and it was being talked about, so people were curious what was going on.
Okay.
That's what happened. So I just wanted to mention one more time, because I keep getting this great email, and I wish I could go. But there is a conference in Mount Shasta, California, and it's going to be July 7th, 8th, and 9th. So that's next weekend, isn't it?
That's coming up, yeah, a week and a half away.
Cool.
Basically, huh?
Sounds really cool. And then it looks like you're doing some special workshops afterwards as well, the 10th and 11th.
Yeah, I think three speaking engagements on it. I have one of those would be a workshop on Monday. And that's, I think, 1 o'clock. But if you're interested, send me an email, because I can get half-price tickets for people for the event. I think the money one is $30, but the other ones, if you wanted to see the other people, it could be half price. So anyway, and it'll be held at the junior college in Weed. They're one of their event centers they're building. So back to you.
Okay, so for anyone who's coming up to that area, you'll go to Shasta first, probably, if you're coming from the south, and Weed is, like, within 10 minutes. It's just right up the road. And that's spelled W-E-E-D, so it's Weed, California. But for those of us who can't make it, Ron, it looks like we can listen to the calls. You'll have us probably on some sort of a speakerphone if we want to be able to listen to your talks. And do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I'll be doing that for the event here. So I believe it's $40, and it'll be that I'm talking there. So if you wanted to listen in, you could. I'd be able to get it videoed. So I won't know until, you know, that weekend. Anyway, we'll see what's going on and how that happens. And I'm planning to, but I'm not 100% sure. Kind of to have the light chamber there, but I won't know until probably the Thursday before the event here. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I know the light chamber is a lot to set up, but, you know, it's really great. It's very well worth it. So I just wanted to mention that if you do want to listen to Ron do his talks over the phone, that is a $40 donation, and the times are listed on an email that most of you have probably received. It's Friday, July 7th, and it's like it starts at 1:30, then Saturday at 12:30, and then again Monday at 12:30. So it looks like they're about an hour and a half each, or just a little bit under that, and well worth it. Always really good information, and you'll also get all the information and the healings if Ron does the healings for those. Okay, so I'm just seeing what else we have in here. This one is about the magnetic body clearing, and we don't talk about it a lot, but every now and then we do talk about it. It's very interesting. It's a clearing that Ron suggests we get somewhere in the beginning after we've done a lot of clearings or a few clearings, and if we're not sure how it's working, to do this one, it's called the magnetic body clearing. And it clears 108 bodies and basically puts them back in alignment. It's really great. So this one says, think of 108 magnets sticking to an old fridge. Remember, these energetic layers were given to all of us as insulation on the old Earth. I don't think we will be needing them on the Creation Lightship New Earth. Immense thanks, Ron, for giving all of us a way out. Remember, as Ron said, it's your choice and decision to go to the new Earth, so let's get those feet moving. Awesome.
That's good.
So the magnetic body, I believe it is a whole life clearing. You buy it $5 times your age, like many of the others. And if you need to go through it faster than doing, you know, 15 minutes for each 108 bodies, you can do, after your name, you just write in bodies 1 through 10, run it for 60 minutes, bodies, you know, and then go each 10 and list the bodies 11 through 20, run it for 60 minutes, and then the light beings will clear all those 10 bodies in the next 10 minutes. And some people open up, you know, enough windows that they need to and get it all done at once, or some people would probably just let it go for an hour and then go to the next one.
So a little more clarity here, in case you're wondering what that's about. So just, I'm not 100% correct in what I'm stating here, but it'll be maybe 90, we'll say, okay? So all these energetic bodies that you have will have been rupted, let's use that term, with a problem, okay? So let's just say that you have pain in your body. So all these 108 bodies both be affected by pain, and you could have, maybe let's just say you have two bodies that are out of alignment, that you cannot fix because they're out of alignment from your spirit to connect to them. So you do a pain clearing, and you wonder why you're not getting results that you believe you should get, okay? And maybe you got rid of, 80% of your pain, but you keep doing the pain clearing, and you go, wow, nothing's happening here. Well, those two bodies, or it could even be 20 of them, but we'll just say it's two, are out of alignment, and your spirit cannot connect to them. And these two bodies now have pain in them, okay? Like all the rest of them. But you're able to clear the rest of them out when you did the pain body clearing. These two are like renegades, man. They're like way out of balance. They're turned sideways, upside down, and, it just, they'll never get fixed as if your spirit cannot connect to them. So when you do this clearing, better an eight body clearing, the magnetic twisted body clearing, then all of a sudden they're all in alignment, and it's like having the original clearing, or let's say you did five clearings, five whole lifetime clearings. Do this one clearing, and all of a sudden, whatever's out of alignment, because the energy is still there waiting to come in, to you, because that energy of source hasn't been used up yet. It's right there. And once those bodies get reconfigured and put into, its proper orientation, then that clearing that you may have done 5 years ago is still there waiting to clean out these bodies, and instantly, like having that original clearing that you did, brand new again, and everything gets into alignment, and you might get fixed. So that clearing is very important. Don't want to do it right away because you don't have anything that you can really, release from yourself. Just by doing that clearing, you might feel better. If that's the only one that you've ever done, but you need to do it after you maybe have done maybe a half a dozen whole lifetime clearings. Then from that point, you do that, and all of a sudden, it's like doing all those clearings all over again for the very first time. Because now these energetic bodies are in alignment, and they will receive the clearing, but before they could not ever get it because your spirit cannot connect to them. So the way I talk about this is kind of like looking at a picket fence or a telephone poles or something, If you look down, if they're put in properly, then you only just see one pole. You move a little bit off one side or the other, and, you may start to see, maybe 100 of these going down the road. Well, just think of the ones that you look at now, and some are crooked, and some are, maybe twisted, but you see more than one pole. That means that'd be like your body's being out of alignment. So That clearing is what you normally want to do after you do maybe a half a dozen clearings or so. And then it's like having all those clearings brand new that you just got through doing, and realign and fix those bodies that were never connected to your spirit. Back to you.
Okay, great. We have a couple emails have come in to correct me. Actually, I found out that it is a cost of $150 for one time. You just pay that one time, but it's used forever. So the official name is the Magnetic and Twisted Body Healing. It's $150, and then you can use it whenever you need it. And then previously when we were talking about the names, Ron, it is Rodgers and Hammerstein.
That's it. And they always say Stein. Yeah, perfect. Whoever said that. Great. Thank you. If you remember hearing that, almost always they say Stein. I say it's actually Stein. So anyway. I don't get it, but that's it.
And they were very good. They wrote a lot of great musicals, one of the best musicals ever, Oklahoma. And in the first musical, that a storyline was carried through the music. It wasn't just a random grouping of songs. So, Rodgers and Hammerstein. From now on, I will say it properly.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, this person is wondering, and I know you have a good answer for this. It says, I called in on time and was muted for the call on Sunday. I didn't announce myself, and then I had to end the call an hour in, and I was driving on a long road trip, and they're wondering, did they still receive the healing?
Well, the first thing, did you pay for the healing, Marine, on what you had? You know, if you did, then you registered, and you were on the call. Whether you actually came on the call or didn't say your name or whatever, you know, well, then you're either going to be on the call physically, if you were on the call, or you're absentee. It works the same either way. Once you pay for it, then you are on that call when I do it. Back to you.
Okay. So really it doesn't matter if the person is announced. You have a list of the people that have paid for it and they're on the call. Okay. All right. And
at times, sometimes people may have a situation that is maybe more urgent, they may not even know about. And so let's just say that you're going on a call and you pay for it a week in advance, okay? And then you're waiting, you know, for the for that day to come where we do the call. At times, it will be worked on prior to the call just by signing in for it. So, much like the person that had a stomach acid or, reflex problem, et cetera. That's things happen very interestingly, Once you pay for a call, you could be worked on. I'm not saying everybody is, but you could have a serious problem going on that you don't know anything about. And once you pay for the call, then you may even be worked on after that if you have something that's a major situation going on that you don't know nothing about. Okay. Well, back to you.
Okay. All right. So we have just a few more minutes left. And I'm just trying to see what this one says. For the object activation clearing, I am gathering my objects, mostly crystals that can be put on a chain and made into a necklace. Is it okay to hang a few crystals on the same chain and wear it? For example, like a brown crystal for future joy, a blue crystal for abundance prosperity, a green crystal for physical well-being.
Okay, the crystals will be neutralized, okay? So you're not going to, what you think you bought that necklace for or whatever, that energy will no longer be with that crystal because it takes away programming of what you bought it for, okay? So it'll just be a neutral energy. And, you could imprint it over again by thinking that this colored crystal, whatever it would be, amethyst or whatever, is going to do this for me. Okay? If the crystal itself has a property of something, okay, that will be 100% of what that crystal was. So it could resonate that energy to you. Because whatever was contaminated with that, it'll be taken away. But if you're trying to program something mentally, so you bought a green crystal because it's supposed to be, we'll just say it's good for money, right? So a book that says that, so you bought it because you think green crystals are going to be good for money. Once you go in and you do the object clearing, all that mind energy, what you even put on it because you bought it, because you think it's good for money, that's taken off of the crystal. Now, if the crystal happens to somehow work with the frequency of money, okay, I don't know what that would be, but we're just talking about it very loosely here, then it'll have its natural energy, and it will do what it does naturally. So the people who go into the light chamber when they're wearing something, a pendant around their neck, or they have something on, you know, with them on their arms, you know, necklaces, wristbands, watches, or whatever they're having, they will all be brought back to their original, let's say, state of being, and if it was programmed somehow, it will be neutralized. As that's the way source energy works. You don't want anything kind of programming to harm you. We'll go back to its original natural creation. And remember, if you have a pendant around your neck, and it looks really nice, and it's, you know, people stare at it, they're going to animate it by their thoughts. So you don't want that to be neutralized naturally. That's why you're clearing it, to bring it back to its original energetic origin. Back to you.
Okay, well, Ron, we're actually out of time, and I have to just say goodnight to everyone. I'll see you next week.
Everybody, so we'll do the mind a heart drop. Here we go. So you want to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, dump them into my heart. Count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. Feel the thoughts go down from your head to your heart. Here we go, if you're real sensitive. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. All right, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. And later. Bye, everyone. Thank you, all, and ladies behind the scenes. Evening. Thank you, listeners.